Good to be in the Lord's house this morning. I appreciate the opportunity that He's given to us to gather in to worship together in the Spirit and the truth. And we covet your prayers and need them for just a little while. Appreciate that. It's already been said and done. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to read in several places. I'm not going to bore you in my stumbling of reading, but sometimes after a while, I'm going to read out of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, first of all. You pray right in the bottom of your heart just a minute. 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. I'm just going to read a few verses in each one of these places, maybe a couple, maybe more, I don't know, this morning. But just pray for us for a few minutes. We'd like to be able to do something to glorify the Lord in this service and in our life as we go down the journey along life's way this morning. I would that you read all of these. From these three chapters at least. After a while, sit down and read them. Maybe grasp in more on the thought of which I'm going to remind as we come this way this morning to try to stand and do what we can for the glory and honor of the Lord. But I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. 30th chapter Deuteronomy, 30th chapter Deuteronomy, 15th verse in your hearing. In the 19th verse this morning, in your presence, it said, "Seeing I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil." 19th verse, it says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live." Now turn with me to Kings, 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. These are very familiar reading this morning. These are very familiar scriptures this morning. And I know you've heard them preached from and you've heard them read from before this morning. But nevertheless, this is what's on our mind. This is what's on our heart. 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. I'm going to start reading in the 20th verse this morning. It said, "So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." Now turn with me to 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. Reading from there in the 7th chapter this morning. In your presence in here, you pray for us. I'd like to be able to preach. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. Not that I think I can or that I think it's important that I do, but I'd like to be able to get to you the thought that's on my mind this morning. And I'll be honest with you, I've wrestled a lot of week whether to read all these or not read all these this evening. And I've wrestled whether to read the whole chapter or not the whole chapter. You don't know what it's like getting up here until you get up here this evening. I'm just asking that you pray for just a few minutes this morning. I'll be serious with you. Good to be here. Good to know the Lord.
Amen.
If I told you the truth, I'm about too full to preach. I just be honest with you, but you just pray right about your heart. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. Then Elijah said, "Hear ye the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for shillings and 2 measures of barley for shillings in the gates of Samaria. Then a lord on whom hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof." And there was 4 leopards men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit here till we die? If we say we'll enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we shall die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Cyrenians. If they shall save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Cyrenians, if I'm pronouncing that right. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of Cyrene, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Cyrenians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of great host. And they said one to another, "Lo, the king of Israel has hard against us the king of the Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us." Therefore they arose and fled in the twilight, left their tents and their horses and their asses and the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when the leprosy came to the uttermost parts of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carry hence silver and gold and raiments, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried hence also, and went and hid it. Then said they one to another, "What we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household." Now I'm going to stop reading right there. You pick up after a while, and you read these scriptures, and you look at these scriptures, and you draw your thought or your conclusion to the matter this morning. Now, I don't know altogether how to connect all these up. I don't know how together to make this work this morning. But I just trust in the Lord this day for the thought that's on our mind this evening. And Deuteronomy wrote in the writer there said that the word seeing I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. Elijah said this morning, you pray, I'll settle down, Lord be my helper here in just a minute, and like to preach for just a little while this morning. I don't know altogether what the Lord will draw back to our thoughts or to our mind this morning. But the thought might be of this right here. What then? What then this evening, my friend, is come to a point and to a place? Ecclesiastes, I believe it was, the writer thereof, said, let us look at the conclusion of the whole matter this evening. Let's take it all into context. Let's take it all into effect. Let's take it all into heart and mind this evening. tempted, my friend, and just see what the results of the Word is this afternoon, that thy will would be accomplished in our hearts and life. You pray for us for a minute. I don't know this morning where we're going and how we're going to get there, but just trusting in the Lord this morning. Listen, why halt you between two opinions this evening? If God be God, serve Him. If Baal be God, serve Him this evening. My friend, you know all the surroundings and you know all the takings on in those scriptures this morning, my friend. Elisha said, we're going to sell some barley. We're going to sell some wheat this evening, my friend. And that's the way it's going to be this afternoon. Did he know at the moment of time that there's going to be four leprosy men this evening, my friend, that would bring the provision or the effect into effect this afternoon? What then this evening, my friend? Are we expecting this afternoon? This evening, my friend, them leprosy men was in a predicament or spot this evening, my friend, that they's looking at what's next or what's then. This, we sit right here, we're going to die this evening, my friend. If we go over into the city, there's a famine over there. We probably going to die over there this afternoon. What if we get up and go down toward the Cyrenians? Is that right, Randy? This evening, my friend. That might be that they may consider us and or they may even kill us this afternoon. But I'm not going to sit here this evening, my friend. I'm not going to quit at this point of the stream this afternoon. I'm not going to throw up my hands and say there's no use in life this evening, my friend, no longer. There's no reason to live righteously this afternoon, my friend. What then this afternoon? I'm going to take that grain of a mustard seed this evening, my friend, of faith, and I'm just going to move as the Lord moves me this evening, my friend. I'm just going to expect Him to be there this afternoon as He said He would be there. You pray this morning, my friend. I don't know. Life and death is set before you. Decisions set before you this afternoon. Are you going to sit there and die? Or are you going to get up this afternoon? And if you'll have it or allow me to say it, take on a chance of what God can do for you this evening, my friend. Are you just going to say, well, that ain't the way everybody else is doing. That ain't the way everybody else is going this afternoon. So maybe I ought to go here. Or I ought to go there. That's where these men was. They're in a valley of decision this afternoon of what to do with what was given them in life this evening, my friend. I tell you what we can do if you want to this evening, my friend. You can go back to the house. You can sit down on the couch and you can dry up this evening, my friend. Or you can go back to the house, get in the back bedroom, kneel down in prayer and say, Lord, what is my next step this evening, my friend? What am I to do this afternoon? Them men wasn't sure of how they was going to be accepted by the Cyrenians this evening, my friend. They wasn't sure of the reality that was going to take place this afternoon. These men was leprosy men that according to that time and space, they wasn't even worthy to meet you on the road without hollering, "Unclean, unclean," this evening, my friend. Most folks would not have even looked upon them, nor took second thoughts of them, this evening, my friend. And who was four leprosy men against the host of Cyrenian? They were nobody. They were nothing this evening, my friend. But they were somebody, and they were something. Preacher, you're awful contradictive this morning. This evening, my friend, they were somebody. They were nobodies that knowed somebody this evening, or knowed of somebody, or trusted in somebody that could do all things this evening, my friend. It was not the four leprosy men that made the host of Cyrenian hear the noise of the chariots, nor the noise of the horses, nor the noise of a great host of men. It was the Lord this afternoon. And they were just following after the voice of the Lord this evening, my friend. I'll say this in all due respect. I hope you don't take it smart-alecky, but I don't care where you hear me or not this evening, my friend. But I do care that you hear the Word of God. Accept it and it follow in it this evening, my friend. For it's going to stand when the world's on fire this afternoon. For it's ever been settled in the heaven this evening. Listen, I know this morning, my friend, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father making intercession for you and I this afternoon. I know that He's looking down here upon us this evening, my friend. Sent back that Comforter, sent back that Holy Spirit to indwell in the hearts of the believer to guide us and direct us this evening. Listen, He through the Holy Spirit is the one that goes before me this afternoon. He set before me a blessing or a curse. He certainly did. I'll say to you in all due respect, it would be His privilege that I would accept His blessings this afternoon and not take the curse. But He has given me the right of choosing this evening, my friend, which one to accept. And I have found it to be, it is far more pleasable or bountiful for me to accept the blessings, to follow worthily in His footsteps this afternoon. Preacher, He's not here no more. No, He's not. Not in the flesh, as He once was here in the flesh, but He is here in the Holy Spirit. And without the guidance thereof, I don't even know how to pray this afternoon. Did you know that? Did you know that? I don't know how to pray this evening, my friend, till the Spirit makes utterance for me. Then I can do some praying this afternoon. Then I can do some what if, what's next, Lord, this evening, my friend. Where are we going this evening? Listen, these leprosy men, I'm trying to stay up with the Lord, okay? These leprosy men, end of this afternoon, they got down there, as we read to you, you heard the scriptures this morning, they went into the tent, they eat, they took, they hid, they went back into another tent, they eat, they took, they hid this evening, my friend, and they come to the conclusion of the matter was, hey, this ain't good. Good for us this afternoon, my friend. Good for me this evening, my friend. But in reality, it ain't good. We've got people sitting back over there dying this evening, my friend, with a famine. It'd be good for us to get back over there and show or give these people a little bit of something of which we've gotten the privilege in taking this afternoon. Can I say this and not blow your mind? My salvation wouldn't give to me just for me this evening, my friend. But it was give to me that I'd give it away to somebody else. Now, I can't say nobody. Don't go away and tell people I said I say people. This evening, my friend, I can't say nobody. But the Jesus that saved me can save you also. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This evening, we want to bottle it up. We want to close it up in these four walls this afternoon. I can't help it, all right? We want to enjoy it. We want to shout over it. We want to feel the goodness thereof this afternoon. And forget about everybody out yonder. This evening, my friend. What would have become of you and I if that was the attitude of the Lord this evening, my friend? What if these men took that initiative, if you'll have it, this evening, my friend? They took the moment of time and they stepped out and they went down there. The Cyrenians left out this evening. They went back over to the porter porter of the gate this evening, my friend. Can I say this this afternoon? Just throw this in. They couldn't go in the city this evening, my friend, because there's leprosy. Study on it. It ain't going to hurt you to study this evening, my friend. They couldn't go into the city. All they could do is go to the porter or to the door this afternoon. They told the porter at the door, said, hey, there's food over here. I'm just going to paraphrase. There's food over here this evening. To my friend, the Cyrenians, they've run off and left all this food over here. A blessing or a curse? The porter told the king this afternoon, a blessing or a curse? The king said, hey, that sounds good. Let me just paraphrase. That sounds good, but I believe they might have just setting up a I don't know what's the right word this evening, my friend. A trap, a snare. So have it this evening. Those Cyrenians, they've hid out around there. As soon as we go down in there this evening, my friend, to take, they're going to come in and overtake us this afternoon. But hunger got better than... You ought to get hungry every once in a while. Well, preacher, Randy feeds me enough. I appreciate him. He fed me last Sunday, Wednesday night. But you know what? I desired a little bit more. I like beans and taters. This evening, my friend. But I like a cookie along behind it. I don't know why. What more? What now? This evening, my friend. That king, he just took and sent some men over there. This afternoon, I'm leaving some of it out. Ain't going to hurt you to read it. You got a King James Version like I got. It reads just like mine does. Read it for yourself. This evening, my friend. Sent some men over there this afternoon. They went down there. They brought back barley and wheat this evening, my friend. And they sold it for a penny this afternoon. And they ate this evening from that. Listen, this evening, my friend, I'm going to go on. No, there's too much this morning. But yet, well, let me just go on. This evening, my friend, what if this evening, what if when Elijah went over there to the Shunammite woman's house, or to the house in which the Lord had sent him to go to after having dried up the brook and cut off the ravens this evening, my friend, what if when he went down there to that woman's house this evening, and he said to her, would you bring me a drink this afternoon, my friend, and she replied as he said to her, she went to the drink this afternoon, said, oh, by the way, bring me a little morsel of meal this evening, my friend. The woman, she stopped this afternoon, and she looked at him. She said, not so, not so. That's what I'm out here for. I'm out here gathering up some sticks. I'm going to take what little crumbs of oil I've got. I'm going to take what little meal I've got. Me and my son's going to eat it, and we're just going to die. This evening, my friend, Elijah, was Elijah or Elisha? I get them mixed up. This evening, my friend, he said to her, said, but let's hear what the Lord said this afternoon. You know what next? Relies on what the Lord has to say. Yes, sir. The outcome thereof is either a blessing or a curse, whether we receive it or where we don't this afternoon. I'm glad that we can go into the scriptures, Mike, and we can see from the scriptures that she had a second thought or a change of heart this evening, my friend. When we take communion the other night, I don't know where you noticed it or not, this evening, my friend, after they had blessed and break the bread and they passed it among us and they brought it back and set it down on the table this evening, my friend, I can't get his name now, Landon. Landon said, I wonder if anybody's had a change of heart or a change of mind this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, what would have happened if somebody had said, I'd have? He had had one of the deacons come up there. Ha ha ha. that deacon or one of them come up there and they'd got that play and they'd went to, back to every who's had the change of heart and they'd give it to him this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. If they hadn't, I would have had. Yes, I would have. You can't have a change of heart. I have many a times this afternoon in the journey along life's way. Well, preacher, you sure are wishy-washy. I may be, but I'm happy. Yes, I am this morning, my friend. Listen, listen. She said, let me rethink this this evening, my friend. Let me look at this. Well, am I going to eat it and die? Am I going to hear the words of the Lord and take a chance on not dying this evening, my friend? She heard the words of the Lord. She took a chance on not dying this evening, my friend. She made the cake. They ate until the famine was over with this evening, my friend. Hezekiah, was it Hezekiah? This evening, my friend, a man sickly unto death. This evening, my friend, I don't know that Hezekiah knew what was going on this evening, my friend. Corander, you can correct me, or anybody else can correct me. I don't read before this that Hezekiah had been into any kind of evil or done anything unjust or anything unpleasing this evening, my friend, that he was sickly unto death this afternoon. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't found it yet. But then Isaiah, was it Isaiah? I can't get it straight right now. Isaiah, I think it was. The Lord said to him, said, go tell Hezekiah that he's to die and not live this evening, my friend. Isaiah, Isaac went there, said to him, said, Hezekiah, you rascal, you this evening, my friend, you sorry, low down, good for nothing thing this afternoon, you better than me this evening, my friend. He didn't say none of that. He just said, Hezekiah, the Lord said, thou shalt die and not live this evening, my friend. What then? What then? This evening, my friend. You think we can change God's mind? I do. I do. Yes, sir. Moses did. Moses did. Moses any better than I am? He's a son like I'm a son. My three kids don't get any difference. I got to get away. Hezekiah, they're going to die. But Hezekiah looked at the task, looked at the matter, blessing or curse, a valley of decision this evening, my friend. Here am I. What's next? This evening, my friend. I'm glad we can read that Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall this evening, my friend, and began to repent this afternoon. Isaiah, Isaac, you go over and read it. This thing, my friend, I can't even call my own name sometimes. He got out of the cords. This evening, my friend, when the Lord said, go back over there and tell Hezekiah, I have seen his tears. I have heard his cries. What's the use of praying? What them kids sang a while ago? Why worry? Why worry when you can pray? Well, preacher, I don't know if my prayer get through. It ain't going to go very far if you go in that attitude. But if you'll go over there boldly, and I don't mean demanding or telling God this evening, my friend, I mean boldly and believe that God going to do what he said he would do this evening, my friend, then the results will probably be to the benefit this afternoon. Hezekiah, God seen your tears, heard you cry. He's added 15 years unto your life this evening, my friend. There's a little woman going down on in to the scriptures this afternoon, which had an issue of blood for 12 years this evening, my friend. Spent all her earnings on getting better and grew worse this evening, my friend. Come down to the point and to the place to what's next this evening, my friend. And she said, if I but touch the hem of his garments this evening, my friend, I shall be made whole this afternoon. Well, preacher, just the touch of the hem this evening, my friend, that was always required this afternoon for her at the moment of time this evening when she got down there. As you well know, the street was full. The Lord was slammed by people, or surrounded by people this afternoon. And she could have got there and said, I don't know about this this evening, my friend. But thank be unto the Lord, she got down there and she got down, I assume, this evening, my friend, on her knees, or at least some way or another, she made it to where Jesus was. Now, my thinking is, and you don't have to go on my thinking, but in order to touch his hem, she had to get down at his feet this evening, my friend. They didn't wear mini skirts. I ain't going there. I'm going to leave that alone this evening, my friend. His skirt come down to his ankles this evening, my friend. She got down, she touched the hem of his garments and was made whole this evening, my friend. Who touched me, said the Lord? Who touched me this afternoon? Well, preacher, he didn't know who touched. Yeah, he knows who touched him. Yes, he did this evening. They said, well, there's many that thrown thee, and you say, who touched me? He said, yes, for virtue, power has gone out from me this evening, my friend. I think she made the acknowledgement that she was the one this afternoon that had touched him. I'm going to go now just as fast as I'm coming, and I'm coming pretty fast this evening, my friend. That little boy that sat over there, born blind from his mother's womb this this evening, my friend, whom sat there daily, and the Lord passed by him this evening, my friend, spit upon the ground, made spittle, put that spittle on his eye this afternoon. You think foot washing's nasty? How would you like to have spit on the ground, made spittle out of it, and it put on your eyes this evening, my friend? But nevertheless, that's what the Lord done. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, come see it this evening, my friend. What's next? What's next this evening, my friend? I'm glad this evening that little lad didn't say, Lord, you're the nastiest man. You do nasty things this evening, my friend. Rub the spittle out of his eyes this evening, my friend. Sat there and stayed blind. I'm glad we can read that he got up, went to the pool of Siloam, washed, and came seeing this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad that when Zacchaeus was seeking the Lord this evening, my friend, and he got down to where the Lord was coming by this afternoon, that he didn't let the crowd stop him this evening, my friend, but he climbed a sycamore tree. And from the sycamore tree, he come down, and the Lord abided in the house this evening, my friend. What house? You can think, figure that out for yourself this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. What next? What's next? What if? What if this evening, my friend? We can go through Genesis to Revelations. We can look at things this afternoon. Were that and when that men and women could have took it as it is. Can I say that? Is that right, Randy? Can I say that? Took it as it is. And been cursed? Or took it as it is and been blessed this evening, my friend? In the valley of decisions, halted between opinions this afternoon. Can I tell you, even this week, I have been halted between opinions. We're to read three books or one book. We're to read three verses or one verse. You can think bad of you too. We're to either not to show up or not. Yeah? Randy, give the appointment. He didn't say, I come get you if you don't come. Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to say this in my closing remark, and I'm going to turn to Randy and let him preach. I could come with an attitude this morning that, Lord, I ain't going to do nothing. And I guarantee you what the Lord will let me done. He'll let me done nothing. Or I could have come with the attitude that, Lord, if you'll deliver me, I preach. Yeah. I sang. I pray. Lord, and if I am to just sit there and do nothing, I'll just sit there and do nothing, but I'm going to wait and see if that's what you want me to do. Yeah, yeah. But now if you want to stir me, I like to be stern. You know what a lot of us is liking? A lot of us is liking, I want to. And that's another message. But just, what's next? What's next? I'm through, Randy. Come on, preach.